I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Georgia Congressman Tom Price, who is also chairman of the Republican Study Committee, the Coalition of House Conservatives. We want to get his thoughts on a couple of stories today, including House Republicans deciding to declare for themselves an earmark moratorium on legislation. We also want to get his insights, certainly as a medical doctor, on the latest developments in the healthcare debate as well. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. Great to be back with you again.
Well, earmark reform was a major issue that the Democrats used in 2006, among others, to regain control of the Congress. Explain why your conference this week in particular decided to announce this moratorium.
Well, I think what Leader Boehner and others in our conference believe is that it's imperative that as a minority party here in the House of Representatives, we've got to hold the other side accountable and then provide remarkable contrast, because we believe, as I think the American people do, that there is a significant difference between Republican leadership and Democrat leadership, and we're clearly suffering under the latter right now. So in order to provide one of those areas of bold contrast, we felt it was important to say we believe the system, the budgetary system of earmarks, is so flawed and broken right now, and I believe to be a corrupting influence on the entire process, that we would put a moratorium on the request for any earmarks in this Congress until we come up with, and under our leadership in the next Congress, we hope, the appropriate accountability and transparency for that process. So it's to make that bold statement to provide that contrast.
Congressman, is it more about the process or more about projects that members are proposing that carry a certain price tag? Because you could have potentially wasteful spending that's very clearly articulated and gets in there anyway. So it is a double-barreled approach, or is it more about just making sure that it's very public what you and your fellow members are requesting?
No, it's both. It's the transparency that is absolutely imperative, that the public know exactly what's going on here and who is requesting money for projects and the nature of that project and certainly the oversight and accountability to make certain that project actually occurs. And then secondly, the accountability of all of us to say this is appropriate use of federal money or not. And the only way you can do that is to make it so that there can be an up or down vote on any project that comes forward. And that right now, as you well know and your listeners know, is absolutely impossible.
Certainly is. Whatever happened to the earmark reform plans that we were supposed to get about 3 years ago?
Well, we attempted at that time to get more consensus through all of the House. We actually put in place prior to removed from the leadership or from the majority in 2006. Some transparency. We were unable to get our Senate colleagues to agree to anything that would result in the kind of accountability that I believe is necessary, which is why I haven't taken any earmarks at all over the last 5 years or requested any. But this is a process, and the American people, I think, are very frustrated with what's going on in Washington, and I believe that this sends the kind of message that is important, and that is that we're listening. We hear you, we're as mad as you are. And we believe that there are positive solutions that we can put forward, and this is one of them at this time.
As you mentioned, Congressman, you have abstained from the earmark process for a long time, but is part of this also to let the American people know that Republicans in some ways have learned their lessons from the latter years of the GOP being in the majority when fiscal responsibility was also in question?
Oh, I think so, and people are right to be skeptical about that, and that's why I think it's important that we walk the walk, not just talk the talk. And this is something that is very very concrete, very visible, very clear, very plain to see that there is a remarkable contrast and difference between the Democrats who are in charge, Speaker Pelosi and her crowd who are in charge, and the Republicans at this point who have come together and said, we will not be requesting any earmarks because we believe it's a flawed and broken system.
Georgia Congressman Tom Price represents his state's 6th Congressional District. He's the chairman of the Republican Study Committee, the Coalition of House Conservatives. Look also for my interview with Congressman Price on the latest developments on the healthcare debate. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.